This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
How do you feel about women being allowed into this bar?
I don't like it.
The girls of the Women's Liberation Group are organising themselves.
What you're seeing is a revolution in the making.
One job, one race, one job, one race.
The most oppressed people in this country is the black women.
I would like to address my remarks to the man who said he was a Catholic father of nine and is happy. I have had 8 children in 10 years and I'm not happy.
It seems to me that what you're really saying is that you men are superior in every way to all women.
Pretty well. That's putting it very simplistically, but basically, yeah.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. And what you just heard there was a little bit of the sizzle reel of a documentary that's being made at the moment called Brazen Hussies. And this is a documentary that's about the bold women who kickstarted the women's liberation movement here in Australia in the 60s and 70s. Now, joining Robbie and I here in the studio, I know it seems a little bit ridiculous. Robbie and I are two cisgendered men. But after looking at hearing that sizzle reel and looking to it, even just what we heard then, it just got us really passionate and excited. And we thought, we need to get someone involved in this project in. So joining us now in the studio is Andrea Foxworthy, who's one of the co-producers of Brazen Hussies. Hi, Andrea, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Now, that is just a snippet of what things were like and news stories and things like that were happening. And, I mean, it's not that long ago, really, in the 60s and 70s here within Australia and where women were talking about what they needed and how they needed to make change. And we kind of still see the narrative of these conversations still going on today. So this is a really great documentary that you guys are making. How did it come about?
Well, Catherine Dwyer, the director of the film, she was working on a US film called She's Beautiful When She's Angry, which is covers the same themes but in an American context. So as she worked on the film, she realised she's actually Australian and she realised, I don't know what the Australian story of the women's liberation era is, and I'd love to know. And so she finished the film and came back to Australia and started setting about trying to gather a team to work on this film.
Because there's nothing that's really told this story. We hear about it in narratives and we see clips just like the ones that we just heard there. We see little news clips here and there that are put on YouTube or things like that which tell us elements to that story. But I don't think I've ever heard of it either where it's kind of weaved that narrative together, and it's quite important and powerful, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, this is the first film that will tell a comprehensive story of the whole era.
What's been really interesting when you've been kind of amassing all this information and talking to people about it? I mean, I know you know, as the producer, you've got a different head that sits in regard to it, but what really got you interested in diving into the content this way?
Well, I think there's just stories of what women weren't allowed to do in that era, or, you know, there was pressure for them not to do, and it's just, since it's so recent, it's just some of it sounds really crazy to us now.
Oh, it does.
Like, you know, if you got married, you had to leave your job immediately.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. And that was in the 60s. So, it's really inspiring to make a film about the women who stood up to the status quo and said, no, I'm not going to take it.
Yeah.
Andrea, I love the name of the film, Brazen Hussies. Where did the idea for that one come from?
There is actually a book with the title, Brazen Hussies in the title. We liked that. It was sort of an insult that was thrown around at the time, and we thought it was a really striking name. So we did talk to that author, and she was fine about it. She said, "I don't own it." So
it's a great attention seeking.
Oh, yeah. It hits the spot. It certainly hits the spot. Now, what's really interesting as well, like when you re-listen to that clip, let's just re-listen to the start of it.
How do you feel about women being allowed into this bar?
I don't like it.
That just hits me every single time. Like, it kicks off that little sizzle reel with just a man just in the bar just going, no. And if you've ever seen that entire clip, I think it was the very first bar that was so long. For a certain period of time, it was just like for an hour or so, women were allowed in the space. And the outrage from the men was just a little bit, we look at it and say it's ridiculous now, but it really speaks to the history of our country that existed really not that long ago. Like, we're talking 50 years ago.
Hmm.
We're talking not that, it really is just 50 years ago when things like this were occurring, and women didn't have any kind of rights, and they really had to fight to be able to get some base basic decent rights that we take for granted today now, don't we?
That's right. That audio is actually from a time when Mel Thornton did a chain-in with her friend.
That's right.
At the Regatta Hotel in Brisbane. And, it was, they got the news down there, and so that was some of the reactions at the time.
So you've been working together and amassing all of these different, news stories and things like that. Have you also been doing interviews with people looking back?
Yeah, so the film will be a lot of archival, just setting the scene of the time, but, interviews with people who were active in the women's movement in that era and their experiences and what they did and how they feel about it all now.
It's really a huge undertaking when you think about someone creating a documentary like this and going through all that archival information and finding the bits that are going to work in the best possible way. It's quite an exciting jigsaw to put things together.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, it's not easy to do it either. So at the moment, the documentary is coming together, but you guys are funding it basically and putting calls out for help in regards to that funding, aren't you?
That's right. So we have so far had some support from Screen Australia and Film Victoria with some development funding, but we have been working on it for a few years, so it's largely unfunded at this stage. And we have the project supported by Documentary Australia Foundation. So people have been doing philanthropic donations, and that's really exciting because you can see all the comments as people donate and say, can't wait to see this film.
Yeah.
But at the moment we're doing a new round of fundraising, including some screenings at Cinema Nova of the film She's Beautiful When She's Angry that inspired Catherine.
Now, this is the film that the director was working on.
That's
which
right.
Inspired them to come and tell this story within Australia. So one of those screenings is tonight.
That's
and there's
right.
another one happening on Sunday.
That's right. There's one tonight at 6:30 at Cinema Nova and one at 10:30 on Sunday. Tickets are $22 and people can jump onto brazenhussies.com.au for the ticket link to buy tickets. So you can race out. There's room tonight if you want to race out.
There's still
out
room if
along.
You've got nothing to do. I know we were talking about the comedy festival that's going on right now, but coming and not only supporting this but hearing an interesting story about women's liberation movement in even another country is just well worth it as well, isn't it?
And Catherine, the director, will be doing a Q&A after, so if anyone's interested in knowing more.
Is that
more,
just for tonight's or for both of
for
them?
For both of the screenings.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for coming and joining us today.
Nice. Thanks for having me.
And talking about this. We really appreciate it. It really, I've got to be honest, just the sizzle reel when I heard it really caught our attention. It's amazing that we haven't heard these stories properly or have them told or put together in a way where we can learn this history. But it's also history that can really influence us today.
Yes, that's
right. We forget how long ago it was that, women didn't have these rights, and we still don't really provide the proper platform for true gender equality, and it's still something that women suffer today. So thank you for coming in, and thank you for being a part of creating this artwork.
Thanks very much for having me.
An absolute pleasure. You can find out all the details about the project, the documentary, and also the fundraiser that's happening tonight at Cinema Nova and also on Sunday by going to brazenhussy.com.au.
That's right.
And you can jump on there to find it all out. To lead us out, I'm just going to play that sizzle reel again because it's really inspiring to hear. And I just think it's important that we have it all stuck in our minds. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9.
How do you feel about women being allowed into this bar?
I don't like it.
The girls of the Women's Liberation Group are organising themselves.
What you're seeing is a revolution in the making.
The most oppressed people in this country is the black women.
I would like to address my remarks to the man who said he was a Catholic father of nine and is happy. I have had 8 children in 10 years and I'm not happy.
It seems to me that what you're really saying is that you men are superior in every way to all women.
Pretty well. That's putting it very simplistically, but basically, yeah.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.